Westlock. The cards were on the table and it was all in, as the community raised $3,600 for the Westlock Football Association, in its first Fun Texas Hold'em poker tournament. The Westlock Curling Rink Lounge was packed for the fundraiser, March 26, as the association took over the long-running event from the Westlock and District Agricultural Society, who ran the event for several years. The Ag Society was doing it for the longest time, and then they weren't doing it anymore, so Travis Darling encouraged the association to take over the tournament, said Westlock Football Association fundraiser coordinator Jerry Butchko. We waited for the restrictions to be lifted March 1 and then we went full speed ahead. Many businesses and organizations stepped up with more than $8,000 in donations for the fundraiser, including food and prizes. Money raised will go toward supporting various expenses for the football association. The biggest cost is our equipment replacement, helmets, shoulder pads. That's our biggest cost, which is about $10,000, said Butchko. Association Vice President and Head Coach Travis Darling said it's important for them to help make team registration affordable for everyone. Putting money raised from the event towards needed equipment will help to ensure that. It's offsetting all the additional details so we can offer it to the community as cheap as possible, said Darling. In addition to the poker tournament, they held a silent auction that gave away two signed hockey jerseys and a raffle table with dozens of prizes donated by the community. When people found out it was for kids, they just came out and supported it, said Butchko. The turnout is unbelievable. It's the first big event since COVID. Youth in grades 10 to 12 from across the region, including places like Onaway and Athabasca, play on the team, noted Darling, adding that after spring training in the month of May, they hit the ground running in August for the regular season and play into November. I'm looking forward to a proper season. We will be going to 9-man or 6-man football, said Darling, noting the reason behind the move from 12-man football. It guarantees games. We're part of the provincial league for that, and we're one of almost 20 different teams that are in the same situation, where we don't know exactly where registration numbers will be. It'll give us that flexibility. Later this year, the Westlock Football Association will be installing new, permanent field lights, light towers, on the football field at Westlock Elementary School where the Westlock Thunderbirds play, thanks to a donation from Kiewit Construction. You can see that this community cares about this football team. The things that we do in the community as the football team are embraced and welcomed, said Darling. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.